This is Carmen and Yurko, live from the First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, State Street Studio.
WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Boys, I just did it. I did it.
You sent the email.
I just sent a text message to the two commissioners. And I sent... I'm not kidding. In the two-minute break, I sent Chris Bogin and Jason Sylvester each a text message.
Your lifelong friends.
And said, I am... Yes. And I said, I'm out. And I said, guys, I want to give you ample time to find a replacement.
It's May 12th.
Bogin just texts back, okay, no problem. Just tired of a question mark. He knows that I am. Yeah. I mean, I complain all the time about it. Yes.
The weight has been lifted your shoulders. Don't you feel alive?
I feel amazing. I do. I feel alive.
Labor Day weekend, you can enjoy yourself. You're not worried about some draft you have to be present for.
No.
Do you know what you have to do?
One of the leagues... Like, they still insist on getting together.
Oh, no way. Well, I mean, are you serious?
Oh, they still insist on getting together.
If you like the guys, why wouldn't you get together?
I like
with
them
the
very much. No. I like all of them very much. I don't want to get together on Sunday night of Labor Day weekend at 8 o'clock. I don't.
Yeah.
I like them very much.
I had a draft last year on the Friday of Cubs Sox game. Last year, August something or another. I promised my daughter I'd take her to the game. As I'm going to the game, I get a text at 5:30. Hey, guys, don't forget that, you know, when you get here, this is the Wi-Fi password. Yeah, and I go, is this draft tonight?
Oh, God.
And I said, guys, I took my daughter to the game.
Auto draft?
I was doing a draft once. Yeah. I was half drunk on my way home from, not half drunk, full drunk, on the way home from Lollapalooza in an Uber. Like, trying to do, I'm like, I don't care about this anymore.
And you finally got out
And I was like, I'm out, guys.
Well, I feel like,
I didn't do it intentionally. I just did it accidentally.
Oh,
and my draft, I had six kickers, you know, because it was auto draft.
Oh, God, it was auto. Yeah. I feel liberated. I do. I feel great. I'm glad we had this conversation, guys. Thank you. And I'm glad I just said, you know what, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to fire off a couple of texts, and that's it. And I don't want this to be like a Michael Corleone situation from Godfather 3. I got to make sure that doesn't happen, York, right?
Yeah.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
No, you don't want to try to suck you back in. Don't let somebody suck you back in.
Because you gamble.
Yeah, you gamble too much for this to even ever come up again.
I think you're right.
You'll be set. You'll be set.
Although Jason Sylvester is going to try to convince me because I've told him for a couple years I went out. And he's like, no, dude.
And he's the guy that convinces you.
And he somehow, like, he knows how to sweet talk me. I don't know. He's got, like, some Jedi mind trick.
I'm sure he does.
Crap going on.
He's the Yoda of your league.
Yeah.
He's the Yoda of your league.
But that's it. I said I'm done.
Ben Kenobi. He Ben Kenobi'd your ass.
Yeah. Don't forget that we have next Wednesday, Yurko, I have another Whiskey University happening. And
where?
It is going to be at Flagship on Fox, right on the Fox River, downtown St. Charles.
Ooh.
It is next Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8:30, with Templeton Rye. These are free to join events. You do not need tickets. Just come on out.
And usually get horse d'oeuvres.
The bar will provide food.
And the whiskeys.
And we're going to be drinking Templeton Rye, some of the 6-year, I think maybe some of the 10-year. It's going to be great. You know who is a part owner of Flagship on Fox?
I do not.
One of our great friends, Jared Payton.
Oh, okay.
JP called me yesterday, and he said he's trying to move a few things around on the schedule to hopefully join us. So if you come, you might even see JP.
Yeah.
And I talked to him for a few minutes last night. Jared might come out, but he owns. He's got a piece of flat, and he's opening up another bar. I said, Jared, you're amazing. He's got a go-getter's attitude.
Yeah. He should try to come to the NWI. That's right. I need to find him.
Maybe he should. So,
get into 209. He acts like there's no Bears fans out there.
Oh, there's plenty. I think he knows it, too. Yeah. Flagship on Fox, Whiskey U with Templeton Rye next Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8:30. We started this program back in the fall in October. We've done one every month, and they've all been great. You don't want to miss it. If you've never been, come out. We get a lot of repeat customers. shouldn't even say customers. I mean, just attendees.
Patrons.
We get a lot of repeat patrons.
Oh, guys that love it.
Guys that just love it. They love learning about whiskey.
I went to the one at the Broncos.
You did.
It was fantastic.
It's always a good time. So see you next Wednesday in St. Charles at Flagship on Fox. Let's say hi to Michael in Winfield. Hello, Michael.
Hey, what's up, boys?
How you doing, man?
So, good. So I was listening. Obviously, the Vikings guy is crazy if he thinks the Vikings are going to win 10 games. But my thing is, like, I'm a diehard Bears fan, but I'm a realist, too. And FanDuel this morning is now at 6.5 games for the under-over for the total win total for the year. Mm. What I don't understand is they won 6 games last year. The defense gave up 2 games. So, in reality, they should have won 8 games last year under Matt Nagy. This year we have better offensive line, a better defense, better secondary, better coaching, better players. Am I missing something, Michael?
If I could play devil's advocate for a second,
Hold that thing just a little bit.
How do we know they have a better offensive line?
Allen Robinson is gone, Hicks is gone, and Klomack is gone. There's 3 very talented players, even though they were hurt, and even though Robinson was misused last year. Still very talented.
I think you're making some general assumptions, Michael, because they did turn it over. And it's easy, I think, for all of us to get excited. And maybe you're 100% right. I'm not saying you're wrong, Mike. I'm not. But
no,
I think we should woe that thing a little because I don't, like Yurko said, they lost like 3 pretty good players. And I don't know that their O-line's going to be better. Are we sure we know that?
We're hoping it is.
We don't know unless, we're future seers. But, I think that based on the fact that, Jenkins and Borum are now going to have a full, off-season, preseason, training camp, Fields isn't going to be like, oh, by the way, you were just stretching. Guess what? You're going in against one of the best defenses in the league.
I know.
Good luck.
Yeah. I would say, Michael, and we appreciate the call, buddy. Like, to me, tread lightly on Bears overs. That's me. You guys all might be right. Michael, Black Abdominal, thinks, oh, yeah, I see 7 or 8, bet the over. It's not a bet. I can tell you right now, it's not a bet I'll be making. I'm also not betting they're under. I'm not telling you that either. I will not be making a wager. I promise you, I will not be making a futures wager on the Bears. I usually pick a couple of teams and a few totals. I only picked 2 totals last year, actually, Yurk. I went 1-1 in those. So that was a wash. I'll pick a couple probably.
Right.
The Bears won't be one of them. I'm not telling you what to do. My advice as we sit here right now would be I wouldn't be running to pound the Bears over. I made this note, and I teased this before, right? Like, Getsy and Ryan Poles and Eberflus keep telling us they're not worried about the receiving corps.
Right.
I have some confidence in Darnell Mooney. I think Darnell Mooney's a pretty good player.
Okay.
I don't know he's a true number one. 9 total touchdowns in 33 games. Not bad, right? Like, I think there's something to work with there with Mooney. Okay. Byron Pringle, Yurk. 7 touchdowns, 46 career games. Equanimeous St. Brown, 1 touchdown, 37 games. A 25-year-old rookie who we have high hopes for, sure. Speedster. Hopefully they get creative with him.
Punt returner / kickoff returner?
Yeah, that too. I'm not so much worried about that. They signed Tajay Sharp. What does he have? I think 5 career touchdowns.
That's the guy they signed yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look real quick. How many touchdowns? 8 career touchdowns. I sold him a little short. Okay. 8 career touchdowns, 66 games. There's not a ton of production that, of the players that they have. Yurko's talked a lot about Jarvis Landry. It doesn't sound like they're interested in Jarvis Landry.
It does not. Right? Yeah. Doesn't sound like it.
They're certainly not interested in Odell Beckham. Not that Odell would be interested either. That makes no sense for either party.
Especially with him being gone for basically 10 weeks of the season.
He's going to find a competitive team that he can help down the stretch.
That might have in December. Have some guys that are banged up.
Correct.
And they'll need some immediate help.
Yeah.
So with a chance to go to the playoffs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how much better they are, guys. I think Ryan Poles has kind of told you we've got a lot of work to do on this roster. And I know he doesn't want to use the word rebuild, and that's fine. It doesn't, he's got his reasons for staying away from that word. But every action tells you that the Bears are undergoing some form of rebuild. They have a last place schedule. That's fine. That's only a couple of games when it's all said and done anyway. You're playing your division. You rotate a division from the other conference. You know, it only equates to a handful of games. That pops up for the, and they're not a last place schedule. I shouldn't say that. They finished third in the division. Detroit finished last, obviously. They're playing the third place schedule. You know, I know it's easy to get, schedule's not good, and look at all the home games late, and they're going to be better. Maybe, but it's certainly not a bet I feel comfortable making now. Right. Bears over 6.5 or 7.
The reason I'm not making it, and I take a look at the dead cap. You know, where are they in dead cap? Because they're putting themselves in a position to be competitive next year. So they're going to install their systems. They're going to install their philosophies. They're going to install the environment of the locker room, the attitude that they want. That's all part of this year's installation. Do you know where they're at in dead cap money in the league?
16 million. Well, oh, no, no.
Dead cap, dead
like
cap
50-something
buddy.
Million, York?
Yeah, it's 52 million. You know where that puts them in the league?
Third.
Second, behind the Atlanta Falcons.
Explain the significance of that, though, York.
That's money you get back next year.
Yeah.
So you start next year with $52 million of free money to spend.
I like where you're thinking here. And I'll tell you this. If we see some growth, if we are pleasantly surprised, if Fields gets better, you know, the bet to make on the over might be a year from now when we see some signs and the Bears do have all that cap.
And they do make an impact in free agency. Right. Now, it's this year's dead cap against next year's dead cap. So, but you knew you were going to have it when you started releasing players like Hicks, or not Hicks. You knew that money was coming back in live money. But Allen Robinson was going to be some dead money. Your quarterbacks are going to be some dead money. Anybody you're moving, getting off that had years left on their contract, that became your dead money. You have to account for it in the year that you let them go. After that, it comes back, and you can use it then again as an asset.
And by the way, I think I made three futures wagers on totals last year, and I think I went 1-2 actually. I had the Patriots for sure. That was a winner. Right. And I also had Patriots to make the playoffs at +110. That was a winner. I had Atlanta. They came up a game short on me. And I think I had Denver's over. I don't think Denver hit the over, right? I think they were a game short. So I might have went 1-2 on those last year. Forgive me. I don't exactly remember. I have to go back and double check. Paulie is in Lake Forest. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, good show, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Vegas sets those lines. They don't use emotion like gamblers bet with emotion, right?
So, right. Yep.
This is what Vegas, and I'm a bookmaker. This is what Vegas is gambling on. Yep. They know Justin Fields is nothing special, okay? He's got one out of the three intangibles that Greg Gabriel says you got to have coming out of college. He's got a strong arm. He's a bad decision maker, and he's inaccurate. Yurko, you're a defensive guru. What do you do with a small, and I consider him small, running quarterback that's inaccurate? You pinch from the outside, right? You keep him in the pocket.
Contain
you make him pass.
Pocket. Yeah, contain him in the pocket.
And that's what other teams are going to do. That's why you need the bigger 6'4", 6'5", guy that hangs in the pocket and throws. Football's going to go back to that. The running guys are going to get hurt. I know you can't touch a quarterback even when he runs out of the pocket. Those guys are susceptible to injury.
Yeah.
Fields is nothing special. Nothing special.
So you might end up being right.
So what he says, though, in that type of scenario, you force the quarterback to make the decisions in the pocket when the pressure's on him. That's what I would do against Fields as a defense coordinator.
First of all, one thing.
Don't let him run. Don't let him get out of the pocket.
I think Paulie's right about Vegas. Of course, they're not using emotion. They're using very advanced mathematics to determine. They're not always right either. I don't think they value the Bears roster much. I think that's why you see their win total sitting where it is. I think they're good enough to look at the roster and run their power numbers and say, this is what we see. I don't know that it's only an indictment on Fields. Justin Fields is also the same size of plenty of successful quarterbacks in this league. I mean, he's still 6'3", 230 pounds. I mean, he's the same size as Patrick Mahomes. He's not Mahomes, but I mean, I don't know that he's too small.
I don't know if he's too small either.
I don't think he is.
Until he proves he can make the right decisions, you assume he can't make the right decisions.
But Paulie's right. Vegas is using much more complicated things than just... They're using much more scientific things than
if Giannis
than
can't
just
make
emotion.
Free throws, what do I do? I send him to the free throw line.
Exactly.
So he proves to me he can make free throws. Then I can't do it.
He made a big one last night, and then he missed the second, and Bobby Portis had a huge putback. How about
big
Bobby
putback, huh?
Frickin' Portis? Oh,
good
my God. What a game that was.
Good for Bobby.
We should talk about the playoffs a little bit. Oh, they've been good. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More of your Bears thoughts about the schedule, about the total. I've been liberated from fantasy football. I feel so good. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
McKnight at the Movies is coming up in about 10, 12 minutes. Can't wait. Back up to the phones here in a second. I told you my friend Jason Sylvester, who's the commissioner in one of my leagues, I'm
already,
finally out.
He's already trying. He's already talking.
He says, sorry, all requests needed to be filed by May 10th. Good news is you're processed for the following year. So he's going to try. I said, nope, I'm out.
You already told him you're done.
I would say.
Tell him you have 4 months to get
somebody. He knows you very well?
Yes, extremely.
Extremely? I mean.
25 year friendship.
He's going to have to make you an offer you can't refuse.
There is no offer.
There's no offer. Carmen's done with it. You can see when somebody's
I think I know
what
you're getting at there, Abdallah.
Just saying. Is your daughter getting married anytime soon?
I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not saying anything else. I'm out. I'm done. That's it.
Is anybody else in your position? That's what I want to know. Is anybody else?
A couple people on Twitter said,
supported you.
They've dumped theirs in recent years, too. If anything, they'll just do the daily stuff. You know,
at some point, you get sick of the people you're with. You know what I'm saying?
I like the guys. It's not that in both leagues.
Yeah, but at some point, the want to win is gone. The will to win is out.
I feel like with gambling being more prevalent, people are now having like group texts that share gambling picks that they're going to make, and like, hey, let's make some picks together or
pooling
something
the
like
money
that.
Together.
Pooling the money together, or even just being like, this is what I like. We ride together or not, as opposed to the like. Fantasy.
Now, listen, if you told me same group of guys that I was in the fantasy league with, if they said, hey, instead of playing fantasy football and doing the draft and doing that throughout the weeks, if we just kept a tally based on our picks of gambling, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I'd be in on that.
I mean, like we did that last year, that pool.
Like a
that
super
I
would, contest
yeah,
type
exactly.
of thing?
Exactly. I did one of those. Yeah. There was about 25 of us in the Chicago media that did it. The station represented quite well. Cap won it. I finished second, actually. We have to pick five games against the spread every week, all 18 weeks. Mm-hmm. Cap was first. I was second. And stuff like that, I'm with you, Kurt. Like, I do that. That's where my time and my investment goes at this point. That's not to say that, I'm not somebody who's like, oh, you're killing Meller. I'm not killing Meller. Meller's phenomenal at fantasy. He loves it. It's his passion.
If you enjoy it, that's fantastic.
Course, Meller's show on Sundays is great. Meller's going to do a segment with us again, I think, in the fall like he did last year.
People go out every day and play tennis. It's not for me. I don't play tennis.
And Meller doesn't gamble the way I do or Chris or Adam do. His thing is fantasy, and he's great at it. I'm not hating on Meller. His show's phenomenal, and he is a brilliant fantasy football expert. He really is. That's his thing. He probably doesn't listen to the odds couple all that much because he doesn't gamble. That's okay. He knows I do that show. He does his fantasy show. I'm not poo-pooing Meller or anybody else that loves fantasy.
Right.
If you love it, love it. Play it. Listen to Jeff every Sunday morning. Listen to him when he joins us for the Waiver Watch in the fall on Tuesdays. That's our segment with Meller, by the way. Instead of like, who should I play?
Right. Waiver Watch.
Meller does the Waiver Watch. When the waiver opens, he's telling you who to look for.
That's a John Yurkovich concept and thought and idea that has come to fruition. Way to change it up.
And if fantasy is your thing, by all means, I just have to finally be done with it because for years I've been saying I want to be done with it. I do not like it. I don't enjoy it. I don't put that much time and effort into it because my focuses are on other areas of the NFL, like preparing for our job and for gambling.
And bourbon.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I'm just
football.
No, but your interests, your focuses. The plural of focus,
of course.
Are simply, okay, NFL gambling.
Yeah, exactly.
Angles on where I could make some money and bourbon, Carm. You don't have to apologize for loving bourbon.
No, of course not. So you're right. I can't do it. I don't want to stress about it anymore. I don't want to get angry about it when a high draft pick gets hurt. I don't want to do it anymore. And Black and Abdallah somehow just convinced me today. They're like, we don't do it. We dumped it years ago. I'm like, you know what?
Finally, these too good for something.
I'm
out. And I texted both commissioners. It's May.
Both of them.
They got plenty of time.
I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
Carmen, you'll feel even better by the time you get to like week 6 and 7 of the football season.
Yeah,
and you think to yourself, remember all the time you used to spend combing through waiver wires and doing all this stupid stuff that, personally I don't have the time for.
Tomorrow, so I'm going to resign from my leagues.
Are you?
I think tomorrow I'm going to do it.
Join
I'm
us, sure.
Do it.
But I think you still enjoy fantasy football.
Yeah, and I enjoy the people that I kind of do it with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was out in five leagues at one point. It was too many. Now that I've knocked it down.
It's manageable.
To being very manageable, yeah. Because I got tired of, I was cheering for a guy, going against a guy, and he was in one of my other fantasy teams.
I've had that problem,
and it's
too.
Like, nah, this sucks.
Yeah, I know. I was in, like, four leagues for a while, then three, and I'm it's just crazy.
That's
crazy. Hey, Paulie Cheesecake's on the line. Paulie!
Hey, Cheesecake.
Hey, you know what? At the store where I'm working at, I'm the Associate of the Month.
It's phenomenal.
Nah, congratulations.
The third time, I'm a legend.
In Jersey now. You're on the Jersey Shore, right, Paulie?
Yeah, but I'm a three-time Associate of the Month at three different stores. No one's done that anywhere in the United States.
Are you sure about that? Have we fact-checked
you
that?
You might be the MVP, kid.
You know what? You can do it. Do it. Go ahead.
You want Jacob Nitzberg, Paulie?
We'll get Jacob Nitzberg and stats.
Are you still handling cantaloupes?
Cheesecakes.
Oh, just cheesecakes. Okay.
Yes. I'm making a butterscotch banana for a client.
Paulie, you know what I love about you?
What's that?
That you know we're here we're having all this like the Bears schedule's out and we're
you
talking
don't
about,
care
and you don't care and I love it and I'm not being facetious and I'm not breaking
you know what? I'm just hoping my Dolphins do it.
I absolutely love Paulie that you just call up and you're like, guys, here's an update and this is what's happening and I'm the and associate of the month.
But I'm
like,
hoping my Dolphins do good too though, so I'll
all right,
say that.
Tua,
so.
Let's go Tua.
Are you
I'm a three-time legend in trivia, so I got to say that, too.
Three-time legend.
Paulie, when the Dolphins come in, let's see, it's week 9 to play the Bears, will you come back home to Chicago to see your Dolphins?
I might, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Paulie, give us a trivia question.
Also, I want to wish my mom a happy birthday from the other day.
Happy birthday.
She's 81 now.
Paulie, can I give you a trivia question to see, can we test your mettle here?
Yeah, your
Go
knowledge.
Ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Just bring it, like The Rock says.
Just bring it.
Okay, let's see. Can you name the...
Something in the NFL.
Okay, I'm trying to think. What is the northernmost latitude that has direct sunlight once a year?
Northernmost latitude.
The North Pole.
Not the North Pole. That would be incorrect.
I
think the correct answer would be the Tropic of Cancer, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll ask you one question real quick.
Yeah,
okay.
Ask
now you
ask I have that one right. I hope I have it right. I'm pretty sure.
Capricorn.
Tropic of Cancer.
What's the one state that has one syllable?
The one state that has one syllable.
That's a good question, Paulie.
It's easy.
He's already got it back here.
Hold on. I mean, I'm thinking. I mean, geez, how hard could this be? But for some reason, I'm... what's a real short?
Easy. Go northeast.
Maine.
Bangor.
Maine. You got it.
There you go. Bangor, Maine.
Maine. Very good.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah.
And congrats.
You know what? I miss that you had yesterday there. I'm so jealous.
Paulie, listen, quick.
We got something special for Paulie this fall.
I'm going to put you on hold because Abdallah wants to talk to you.
We got an idea for you.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy, hold on. We do have an idea that we're kicking around for, speaking of gambling and picks and like Bears
don't say too much.
I won't. We don't want to ruin it. Paulie and maybe another one of our favorite listeners.
Easy question, but yet you had to think about it.
I did. I went
through all of them right away until I got to Maine. And I said, boom, there it is, Maine.
Yeah.
Insane in the Maine.
Yeah. Man. I like it.
Insane in the membrane.
Let me grab one more. Mike in Bloomingdale real
Let's
quick.
Do it.
Here. Hey,
Mikey.
Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you? I love the show. I've kind of felt the same way you guys did about the waivers and cheesy trades and stuff. So we're going on our 50th year. About 4 years ago, I came up with something called the Iron Man League. So we get together for a draft. Well, we have the draft online. And we draft 30 players. You could draft whoever you want. You can take as many tight ends, as many kickers, quarterbacks. That's the draft. There's no waivers, no trades, no nothing. Mm. When the draft is over that night, that's your team for the year. So all you have to do is worry about putting your lineup in Sunday morning. Everyone has loved it. It's worked out great.
Interesting.
So that's a nice... that's an idea for you guys. It worked out great for us. They love it. I like that there's no waivers. Sometimes it feels like a second job. So I have one league with waivers, and then I have this Iron Man League. The only thing, I feel bad that my girlfriend's on me all the time that I should have did this as like a an app or something years ago, because I hear some things like that.
You'd be a millionaire. So, it's true, Mike. I like the idea, and I got to say, she's probably right. You might have had something there. It's different. It's fun, but good for you guys for coming up with that.
The Iron Man
League. I like
it,
Mike.
Well, we draft 23 in my league. We got 23 roster spots. You want to talk about? And our draft is nothing but in our Dynasty League, it's nothing but rookies.
I know. It's just too much. Like, McKnight at the Movies, coming up next.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. McKnight at the Movies. Connor McKnight recreates classic cinema on Carmen and Yurko, only on ESPN Chicago.
Love me some McKnight at the Movies. Connor McKnight's going to be on the air at 6:30 tonight. Pregame show for White Sox and Yanks after Bleck and Abdallah. Good first one. Of four, Dylan Cease to the bump tonight. They're going to face Cole in this series. The Yankees roll in as maybe the best team in baseball. Certainly one of them. Great record, great run differential.
22-8.
Wow, that sounds right, Yurko.
22-8.
They've played outstanding.
And again, I don't have the computer on in front of me. This is just from my massive, knowledgeable brain.
22-8 and a plus 52.
Why don't you have the computer on in front of you?
I was
hosting
watching
a radio show.
I was watching Luka Modric highlights.
Okay.
They have a plus 52 run differential. That's the best in the AL. Can you name the only team in baseball with a better run differential right now?
Better run differential, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Good call, Yurko. Plus 78.
Yeah. Dodgers.
They're 20-9.
I just look at the standings and I memorize them and then I just move on. I've got a photo in my brain of the standings.
Rizzo's back in town.
Don't you mess around.
Yurko, can you name the one division in baseball where every team's over 500?
It would be the NL West.
That's correct.
Bingo.
Bam. I noticed that anomaly a little bit earlier, but the bottom team is Arizona, I think. They picked it
Colorado.
Up.
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado.
Colorado.
How is Arizona playing
Somebody
so
picked
well.
It up.
Like, what? Baumgartner's pitched well, and Merrill Kelly. I mean, Merrill Kelly's always been pretty good, but Ketel Marte can play, too.
Anything else, guys, from the standings? You know, some anomalies?
No, I do the same, Yurko. I take a mental snapshot of the standing each day, and that's the one thing that jumped out at me was that the NL West is all above 500.
You, Tim Kirkchen, and Randy Merkin. Only
guys
two,
in the schedule.
Only three, who cares?
All right, let's play McKnight at Merkin. The movies. You ready? Here we go. You guys ready for clue one? You guys know the drill. We play with you. We don't know the movies. We can't win. You can. When you think you know, be the first correct caller at 312-332-3776. Part one, McKnight at the Movies.
Our scene opens on what looks like the aftermath of battle. There's drama in the score underneath the action. It feels like although the fight is over, the confrontation is only beginning. Our two mains, the hero and the villain, are surrounded by a horde, a mob, a crowd. Could turn into any one of these three, depending on how it all plays out. Three actors in the shot here, a bit on the mall. Our mains are Oscar winners. The hero wins a statue for this one. The villain gets nominated. He'd win his own later. And the whole shebang wins Best Picture. Our hero has had a fall from grace. In the film, for sure, also in real life, our villain is known for his eccentricity and adaptability. The third actor, a boy, has done some TV in the decades since the movie. Gotta say, a bad child actor can tank a movie like this. This kid nails it here.
Interesting. I don't have it yet.
Either do I.
I don't have it yet.
Boy, he's getting so good. It's taking us longer and longer. But the callers are good. I mean, phone's ringing already.
It's a Best Picture.
I know, with the best actor.
With a best actor.
In a battle. Like, is he talking about, like...
And a Chuck could be anything. Could be a
is
war.
Is he being proverbial,
be
or is he being literal?
Could be anything. Could be a battle in the boardroom, you know?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he being literal, or...
First caller got it.
Unbelievable, dude.
That's pretty impressive.
I don't know it.
All right, here's the two.
Here's part two.
Back to the scene. We've got a case of mistaken identity. The villain doesn't know our hero, but our hero knows the villain. Anonymity seems to be the only thing keeping the hero safe at this point of the movie. That is about to come to an end. There is a power dynamic here. The villain, with the aid of the crowd, cannot be disobeyed, and he's called for an unmasking.
Oh, I got it.
Our music swells again. You can expect a lot from a Zimmer score. This one is top five. Our hero tries one last dodge. He's disobeyed the Emperor, though, and has been called out for it. What started as a meet between king and slave has now become fraught with peril for both. Peril might be the only thing that can be fraught, come to think of it.
Wait, I think I know. I think. Write down what you think it is.
There.
I'm going to play part three. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Our hero slowly turns. My God, the buildup here. The veil is drawn. The mask is lifted.
Yeah, I know.
Here comes the speech. This is the clip they play at the Oscars when they show you all the nominees.
No, no,
the pretense is gone now. The truth is out. Our hero has been betrayed, and he's brought receipts. In view of the entire Colosseum, what began as a brother's squabble now involves all of Rome.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yes, exactly. That's what it is.
I'm a dummy.
This guy, man, he's gotten so freaking good. Mike's in Lockport. Mike, what's the movie?
Go.
Mikey.
Mikey.
And Yurko, you're not a dummy.
Thank you.
Wait, Mikey, say the movie. We didn't hear you.
Gladiator.
You got it, buddy. Gladiator. Nicely done, Mike. You got to quit, buddy. Nice job.
I got to get a life.
I'm upset. I'm upset Mikey. That I didn't have that quick.
Mikey, we'll send you a. I got it at the towards the end of Clue 2. I thought I had a pretty good beat on
it. Now I go back and you listen to it. It's like, of course, what else could it be?
Yep. And I think we have the reveal. Here it is. I love this scene, too. It's so good. When he turns around and he takes that mask off, oh, man, you're going to get it right here. Here you go.
Your fame is well deserved, Spaniard. I don't think there's ever been a gladiator to match you. As for this young man, he insists you are Hector reborn. Was it Hercules? Why doesn't the hero reveal himself and tell us all your real name? You do have a name.
My name is Gladiator.
How dare you show your back to me? Slave! You will remove your helmet and tell me your name.
Slow turn.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance. In this life or the next.
Such a great scene. The opening of that movie is so good, too. What Connor normally does like a tie-in. What is... What am I missing about the tie-in on that one? Is there...
Right? He didn't say anything in the email.
He just wanted to do Gladiator then. Okay. Because a lot of times he does, like, he tries to tie in something that's happening with one of our teams or some big event. And
maybe
he,
they're in against it, against the Yankees. Maybe it's they've got to be Gladiators.
Anthony Rizzo is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Yeah. He's back in Chicago, even though he's on the south side. That's good, York. Sox and Yankees, game one is tonight. Game one of four. It'll be a good weekend to get out to the ballpark. We're still going to get really nice weather.
Are you going
to
go?
You know, I can't.
Too many Little League baseball games.
Yeah, we're just too inundated right now. I've only been to one baseball game. I've only been to one Sox game so far. Once we get into the summer a little bit more and school's over and baseball slows down, I'll get to some more. But my son's baseball. I don't think I can. I'm emceeing a charity event Saturday night, so that takes one. There's too much going on.
Master of Ceremony.
Yes.
A little fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser.
Can put it out there.
Well, it's just a fundraiser for our local, district.
Okay.
So a lot of family, friends, and everybody will be there.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's a school district
raising money for textbooks.
I don't know how they appropriate the funds. I don't know.
What do you guys need? Some new playground equipment?
I don't know. It's
the overall fundraising effort.
Yeah,
the building fund.
It's the build like a monopoly.
The building fund.
It's a fundraiser. I showed Bleck and Abdallah. They saw me walking back with it the other day. The theme this year is Night in Havana. So I went to Tommy Bahama and bought a linen jacket.
Looks good too.
Yeah. I've never gone, and I'm not disparaging Tommy Bahama. It's beautiful stuff. But and I even said to the gentleman when I was in there, I've never walked in there other than to buy stuff for my father.
Right.
You know, and the guy, chuckled.
Can I tell you this resort wear?
It's like cruise wear.
Resort wear. Nothing wrong with Tommy Bahama.
No, nothing at all.
Shirts buttoned down.
It's not anything that I would wear.
It's not something you'd wear.
But I got to tell you.
I don't mind wearing. I like the Tommy Bahama.
The jacket's beautiful. I'm happy that I bought it. I think I'm going to get some good use out of it, not just for this weekend.
A movie with a little bit of Cuban flavor is the Ben Affleck one down in Tampa Bay.
Ben Affleck in Tampa Bay.
He was a mobster up on the in the Northeast.
Gone Girl?
They send him to... Not Gone Girl. They send him down to Tampa Bay.
I don't know this
and,
one.
And he goes down there and, yeah, it's got a little Cuban flavor.
Really?
Down to... what is the cigar place down in Tampa?
I don't know.
No. You know what it is. Ybor City.
Ybor City. Okay.
Ybor City. It talks about it like in the 40s and the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
They I'm unaware
there
of this.
Trying to tame it. It's a good movie.
All right.
You've never seen it.
No, I'm going to find the name of it.
It's good. I'll find the
name of it. Maybe Connor will do it next week for Nick Knight at the movie.
Hey, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Turn it up. You know what I thought was going to happen last night in the NBA? And it's weird because...
What did you think was going to happen?
Like, we know the stat on 2-2 series, right?
Yeah.
Winner of Game 5 goes on to win like 80%.
80% of those.
Here's what I thought was going to happen in the series that's been great.
The Boston-Milwaukee
series.
And
I think ultimately it could... Right. Yeah, I think it could, like, prove to be our champ when the NBA season's finally over. Phoenix, obviously, pretty good shot still. But anyway, I thought Boston was going to win at home.
Right.
I thought they'd go back to Milwaukee. Milwaukee would win. And then I had a feeling that Milwaukee was going to be in that 20%. Go steal game 7 in Boston. Because right. Giannis is just so freaking good. I just thought Giannis has figured it out now. He's got it all. He knows how to navigate these series. He's won a championship. He's got all the confidence. He's not afraid to make step up and make big free throws. Like I thought that was the way it was going to go, Yerk. And it looked like it was going to for a while. I mean, it was double digits, right? Even early in the fourth, it was still like a 10, 11 point lead. And it's not the way it went. Milwaukee got it. Now you kind of feel like Milwaukee's not going to let it get away, right? They're not going to let it get back to Boston. Think they're going to win game 6?
I think they win game 6 and it's over.
Giannis was incredible last night again. I mean, he's just, what do you do? And for...
Well, when they allow him to take 12 steps, he can do whatever he wants.
Well, I think the bigger complaint, if you want to call it that, Yerk, would be not so much... Does he take an extra step or is the Euro step trap? It's just how he is bowling people over and really not being called for offensive fouls.
Oh, never. I mean, he can do what he wants.
He's
Carte Blanche.
It kind of feels like, it's got to be so egregious now for them to call it. Like, he's going to get away with a lot. That's the Stars' treatment, though, I guess, in the NBA. I don't know. But if they're going to allow him to do that, how do you stop him? And it's the problem that every team in the Eastern Conference is going to have to try to answer going forward. He's 27, Yurk. I mean, good luck.
Yeah, he's going to be here a while. He's going to be here a while.
That's what I mean.
He's not going away by any stretch. Yeah.
Good luck. And we're talking about Zach and the Bulls and... You know, like, I agree with the general premise that the Bulls probably can't let Zach get away for nothing. I don't know where they're really going. I like how much more fun and competitive they were this year. You set me straight on that. You're right. I'll take it. You know, I don't know where they're going, though. And,
I
especially with this guy hanging around with Tatum. Tatum's like 23 or how old is it? Maybe a little older than Giannis. Yeah, 27. This was his age 27 season, Yurk. He turns 28 in December. Jason Tatum is 24. So I don't know. I don't know where they're going with or without Zach. But I think it'd be bad if they lost Zach for nothing. I still don't think they will. I know that there's some growing buzz, but. I think an extra year and an extra 50 schmil or whatever it is going to be hard for Zach to walk away from. And I think the Bulls have made it pretty well known to him and the outside world that they are in on him, that they're committed to him. They've all kind of said it. AK said it. Michael Reinsdorf said it in an interview, I think, with was it Casey? I think with Casey Johns from NBC Sports Chicago earlier this year. I think it was Casey.
Right.
Said it, you know, like that they're committed to Zach. That it's, hey, make no mistake, we're not like, we're not playing a game here. We want Zach. We're going to commit to Zach. So, I still think that's what's going to happen, and it'd be bad if they let him get away for absolutely nothing. But you watch this series, and it's a painful reminder that as much more fun as the Bulls were this year.
We still got a little way to go.
They're a long way to go.
They're a ways to go. And you saw that with the record against top teams anyway.
Long way to go.
You saw that. You know you're not a finished product. You know you're not there yet. But it was a whole lot better this year than it was the years before.
It was fun.
Have you seen the NHL playoffs at all?
Yeah, I watched some. I was watching Stars and Flames last night.
7 of the 8 series are still alive.
I believe you're right. Colorado's the only one that's over, right? Colorado swept.
Canes lead 3-2, Leafs lead 3-2, Blues lead 3-2, Kings lead 3-2.
Yep.
And then
don't the Oilers lead 3-2? Or do I have that wrong? I thought the Oilers were up 3-2.
No, it says Kings lead 3-2. Kings lead 3-2. I'm looking at it right here. It's in front of me.
My bad.
And those games are tonight. Florida's up 3-2 on Washington.
Boy, so the Kings can end it tonight. They could knock out Edmonton.
Right. It looks like the Maple Leafs are up 3-2 on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
They are.
And then the Hurricanes and the Bruins. Oh, we already have that. We've already done that.
I watched late last night. I was watching Flames and Stars for a little bit. And then I jumped into watching the final two episodes of Winning Time because I was a little behind. The Flames have a kid who he's got the best name. Andrew Mangiapane. What a name.
Oh, one of yours.
Well, and you know what?
Mangiapane.
That, to me, that translates
what does that
as
means? Hungry eat, sandwich?
Eat the bread.
Yeah, eat the bread.
Mangiapane. He's Andrew Eat the Bread.
Yeah.
Remember like Jose Paniagua came in, you say Joe Bread and Water?
Bread and Water, yes.
Because that's Paniagua is
bread
and water.
Right.
Andrew Mangiapane, to me, sounds like Eat the Bread. Am I wrong?
Andrew Eat the Bread.
Andrew Eat the Bread.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Canadian kid. Hey, Andrew Eat the Bread.
Did you see the finalists for the Hart Trophy?
I'm guessing it is Austin Matthews.
It
here,
is.
Let me guess.
It is. It's Matthews.
McDavid.
Connor McDavid, it is.
And I'm going to say...
A Russian from the New York Rangers.
Oh, Breadman.
No,
not Breadman.
Not Panarin, no.
It's...
Begins with an S, Carm.
Who the heck would it be? Who is it?
Some Selyakov. Selyakov.
Andrei Svechnikov?
No, not Svechnikov.
Yeah, he's not on the Rangers. Who? I don't know who it is.
Somebody on the Rangers. I'll find it here, but you got to give me a little bit of time.
I don't know who it is.
I got to find a Ranger.
If anything, I would have thought like Cal Makar or something, maybe. Igor? A sneaky defenseman.
Igor Shesterkin?
Shesterkin. Oh,
Shesterkin?
Shesterkin.
Shesterkin?
Shesterkin?
Isn't that what we eat on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's Igor Shesterkin.
Igor Shesterkin. No Johnny Gaudreau in there, huh? Or who else was I thinking maybe had a shot at it? My other guess would have either been like Makar or... What? There was somebody else I felt like, man, he could make a good case for MVP this year. I don't know.
Maybe I had him on the wrong team.
No.
Shesterkin.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't... We need PB. We need Patty Boyle.
Where's peanut butter when you need
him? Connor McKnight did text me and say we were right. He just wanted to do Gladiator. He goes, no theme today. I just wanted to do Gladiator. Like, okay, it's good because it's such a great movie. We're going to cross talk.
He's the goaltender.
He's the goalie.
Igor Shesterkin for the Rangers.
For the Rangers. Yeah. They're down 3-2, you said, right, Yurk? Are they down 3-2? Pittsburgh's up 3-2 in that
series. Yeah, they're up 3-2. And I think the Rangers won yesterday to take the 3-2. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie, and the good kid has the final word brought to you by Wendy's.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
Destiny's Child. Did it almost seem to you like that was going to be broken up? Because wouldn't it be called Destiny's Children? If they thought about everybody in the band, it would be Destiny's Children. Instead, they called it Destiny's Child. It almost seemed like they were there to help propel. And then once she got the confidence in herself, bang, zoom, she was out there and she was Beyonce.